Now, you said you were going to tell me how, what'd you say about throwing the mule?
I could throw, if some of them, you know, were the old mules and done been stood up so long that they've just done, they're hard to handle in the young mule after they have been out of use so long that you couldn't handle them, they wouldn't let you shoe them, you know, and you'd have to throw them down, tie the feet, and turn them up on the back.
I see.
And, of course, if you shoe a mule standing up and you quick him, the time you quick him, he's going to tell you, you know. But then they have him tied up on the back that way, and a crazy nigga trying to shoe him, he's liable to quick him, you know, driving ill in the wrong way. So several of them died with a lockjaw going to Washington. So the mule's dead. Didn't mean the one left you get there. Old mules and...
Did they drive them all the way?
All the way to Washington.
All the way. And you helped shoe
them?
You helped to shoe them?
Yes, yeah. I showed them how to shoe them. I helped to shoe them. Tried to teach one or two of them to do it, but it's odd and it's very few people can shoe them. We got old nearly as old as I am, and I've seen him start shoeing mules in the morning, sun up, and be shoeing them at night at dark.
Right.
And he could really put a shoe on. Mm-hmm.
The idea is to just put the nails right. Is
he
that
lives true? Here, yes. Not.
I see.
Down here, but right there close to the oil mill.
How long did you have your blacksmith shop?
Well, I never did do any. I just would shoe my own horses.
Oh, your own.
And I started shoeing my own horses, but they come bringing them in there, and of course, very few people would pay me. I didn't charge anything for it. I just wanted to put lots of shoes on horses free of charge. Mm-hmm. Just for children, you know, with horses. That rode them on the gravel and the concrete, and that got sore. You couldn't hardly go, and I put shoes on them.
After the roads started to, after they started to build roads, then
yes, after they done got sore.
You mentioned fences before we started to talk here on with the tape. I say you mentioned something about fences before we started to talk. About fences, different kinds of fences that you used to have when you were a boy.
Fences?
Yes, sir. You mentioned when we were sitting out there, you mentioned something about different kinds of fences that you used to have. Did you have any built like that?
No, that's what they call old time rail fence. They never did have any of that hardly in the depth. That was in the hills.
Oh.
My grandparents lived out there. They had those old time rail fences that, you know, to stack them, they'd zig. That way out of rails, stack them up, but that wouldn't hold in there. They'd knock them things down here, these old bad stuff.
What kind of fences did you have in the Delta?
Just both of barbed wire fences.
Uh-huh.
Barbed wire fences.
And,
of course, I have a lot fence out there. We built that out of cypress lumber. And our barn was built out of 2-inch red gum. 2-inch red gum, 20-inch wide boards. That red gum, can't find it. That used to grow in this country where the sap wouldn't be an inch thick on it.